Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Since the housing bubble burst, Congress, banks, and homeowners have been scrambling to pick up the financial pieces. The University of Notre Dame's assistant professor of accountancy, Jeff Burks, discusses his research of mark-to-market accounting.
As we work to reform the financial system after the financial crisis, a practice known as mark-to-market accounting has come under scrutiny. Banks claimed that it worsened the crisis by exaggerating their losses. Mark-to-market accounting requires banks to report their investments at current market values, values that the banks claimed were irrationally low during the crisis because of panic in the markets. The banks go on to claim that the losses depleted their legal reserves, which forced them to cut lending and spread the crisis throughout the economy. Prodded by banking industry lobbyists, Congress demanded that the accounting rules be changed. The rules are written by a private board, not a government agency. What Congress seemed not to understand, however, was that long ago, the government's own bank regulators had in many cases decided not to use mark-to-market accounting. Bank regulators use the accounting only in limited cases, as long as the bank declares that it will hold on to its investments and not sell them at the currently low prices. I examine the effects of mark-to-market accounting in a study conducted with my colleagues, Brad Battager and Peter Easton. We examined 150 large commercial banks and found that mark-to-market accounting had very little impact on banks' reserves during the crisis. Instead, we found that reserves fell mostly because of the bad loans that banks had made. The losses from bad loans were 10 times larger than the relevant mark-to-market losses. While there are some legitimate concerns about mark-to-market accounting, our findings show that it was not a meaningful factor in the crisis. Our findings also show that much of the congressional reaction was rash and uninformed, illustrating the need to limit government involvement in accounting standard setting.
That was the University of Notre Dame's Jeff Burks. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.